Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a new day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Hello, hello, hello. It's that time of the week again, one of my special, special days, Sunday evening, when I get to hang out with you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you're kind of taking some time to enjoy the tail end of the summer, because we are having some gorgeous, gorgeous days here. So I hope you are really taking advantage of it. So would you be kind enough to text me or even call your friends and ask them to hop on over so we can spend this time together?
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, again, I want to thank you for stopping by, because listen, as our theme song says, today is one day when I really, really, truly want you to be more than a friend. And as I get into the episode this evening, you will understand why. I want to invite you to please stop at my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and please subscribe to our mailing list. We have some freebies for you. Plus, you get my weekly newsletter every Monday. So again, it's DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And if you have not already done so, would you be kind enough to follow me on Twitter and also on Periscope and also on Blab? At all three of those, my handle there is Dynamic Daphne. Also on Facebook, I have my regular page, Daphne Clark Hudson, and I have my fan page, and I also have a media page. So please stop by over there. I know it's a lot for you to remember. So if you would be kind enough to just Google my name, Daphne Clark Hudson, you'll be able to click on each link. I'm on Pinterest, I am on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Blab, I'm on Periscope and Facebook. Please, 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 I want to continue serving you. And I don't want you to miss out on anything that I have available for you. So connect with me at every place that you can. And for today's episode, remember you can call in at any time. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And just follow the prompt. And then I'll see you show up in the studio, and then I'll put you live so you can be part of the conversation. All right. So today's conversation is about a farm girl called Sweetie Clark and the legacy of a school building. The fire tore apart and robbed me of my childhood legacy. How could this be? I cried. I am still exploring the adversities of the matter to find the lesson to be learned. Many of you are supporting us with the Breakfast Feeding Program. Now is the time when we need more from you. Your fundraising ideas, more money, utensils for the canteen, plates, bowls, cups, etc. Extra large storage containers with covers, I should have put that. And for those who are ready to give more financial donations, you may do so by visiting GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. Well, again, I am so grateful that you have stopped by live, and for those of you who are listening to this broadcast on the replay, I am grateful and I honor you. I am that little farm girl. I am Sweetie Clark. As a child growing up, that is my what we call pet name or nickname in Jamaica. And back in 2012, when I visited Jamaica, I was led to go back to my former elementary school. That was the only school I knew in Jamaica, other than the fact for the short time when I went to Newark School to take the third year. I was led to go back. Out of that visit came the Breakfast Feeding Program. Little did I know how connected I was to that school and the history of the school. The minute I stepped out the car in the parking lot, that little girl emerged and started running down that step as if it was the first time she was going to that school. That little girl was excited. She began to share with her son, her adult son, what things was like at that school as a child. Trees that were not there anymore, like a plum tree, a Jew plum tree. The garden that we used to work to plant the produce. Those things were no longer there. However, with excitement, I pointed to different sections on the property to my son Javonte, and when I was coming to school, this was there and that was there and the other was there. And as I walk around and look, much had changed. The tank that stored the rainwater was at a different section. There was another smaller building that now hosts the younger grade children. But my class, by building that house, my classroom was still there. Not a complete room, a section of a room by a window. That was where my classroom was. And as I said, that little girl was so happy. However, 3 weeks ago, that happiness turned into tears. And you are probably asking what happened. It was in the wee hours of the morning when I received a text that the school building was on fire. I want to share with you, listeners, that building, the entire structure of that building was made from wood. WOOD. Only section of it that was cement were the columns that holds the building up. Every other part of that building was made from wood. So needless to tell you, it really did not took long for the entire building to be engulfed in flames. And all I'm saying, how could this happen? However, at the same time, I'm thinking, I'm giving gratitude because this happened during the night and not during the daytime when the kids were at school. Because who would know what probably would have happened? So although I give gratitude for what did not happen, I am still saddened by what has happened. Those of you who have been supporting me with the Breakfast in Program for the past year, it was launched officially September of 2014. Those of you who have been supporting us all along, I am so grateful. I am thankful. And the children are thankful. As a matter of fact, I spoke to the principal on Friday. And I told her, I know everything that's going on with kids, but I said to keep momentum up. Would you allow them to go on the Breakfast Feeding Program and have them please share their gratitude there? For those of you who have gone there yourself, again, it's GoFundMe.com, 1G4M38. GoFundMe.com, 1G4M38. Those of you who have gone there, you have read the text that's there. And you knew that for many years, I was not even consciously thinking of going back to school to do any nonprofit or any project. However, for years, I wrote in my journals things. I did not name Carmel School. However, the entries there ended up being what's happening in the breastfeeding program. And that program has three phases. Phase one is the breakfast feeding program interior, because when you visit the page, you will see the little canteen. That's the little canteen that I, too, got my meals through the window from. I'm 68 years old. So that little canteen there has served many, 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 many students over the years. And the third phase is to implement and create an empowerment program that we can work with the families from the school so that they can maintain and sustain what we have started there. Now that the school has been burnt, I've been praying and I said, Lord, this is the time. This is the time where we should build the cafeteria. And with that being said, that's the reason why I am doing this segment today, to reach out to you. I know each and every one of you out there, you have brilliant ideas. I want for you all to pull your ideas together, pull your resources together, and help us to build this cafeteria. Help us to make this happen. Everybody has brilliant ideas. Tell us, share your thoughts with us so we can know what it is we can do. There's one lady who lives in Thailand. She messaged me and says, oh, I want to know what I can do. Each and every one of you in your local communities, you can do something locally that will generate some income. I can be there, or if I cannot be there, you can get me to hop onto Skype or something and to say something to those people. Thanking you for your heart. Today is the 2015. Today, if we put our ideas and thoughts together, we can make this happen like the snip of our fingers. Us. Continue to give the and let us help them and let them know diversity. They are powerful lessons. Time. How to not give up. We should continue, push forward to go for that which we desire. To continue to build, even when the storms come and knock us over. We got to hold each other's hands and we got to pull to our feet again. And we must balance ourselves so we can continue. I'm not here to tell you that you're only going to be knocked down by one storm, because I would be deceiving you and also deceiving myself. Be several storms that knock us down, but it's not the amount of storm that knock us down that matters. It's the amount of time that we can get up strong again. I know many of you out there who believe in what we are doing. I just want you to do a little more. I want you to call your friends up. Your neighbors, your co-workers up. And can you give $5 to this project? Can you give $2? Can you give $1? Can you give $3? Every little bit will add up. Every dime. Remember today, if we got $10, multiply that by $113. I told you the rate, exchange rate today is $113 Jamaican for one U.S. dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, we can do this. Together, collaboratively, we can do this. We put hope in hearts of that community again. We can give those children the lifestyle of their dream. Right now, you can look on the pictures we have here, and you see that section where they're eating their breakfast, that's the entire building that is destroyed. Now there is a church close by, and they have allowed them to be having classes there. I can't imagine the kids having to walk from there to go up to the church to eat their lunches and their breakfast. Will you help us make a difference at the Carmel Primary School? Will you? The amount you give, it is about your willingness to do something and to make something happen. I need your skills. I need your expertise. I need your love. I need your empathy. I need everything that you have, because you probably have something that I haven't thought about. You might be an architect. You might be a designer. And the list goes on and on. Whatever skills you have, there is at the table for you. Yes, I have saved a seat for you. Will you accept your seat at this table? The table will make a difference in the lives of those children, those devastated children. I was speaking with the principal on Friday, as I think I mentioned before, and she says, I am still crying. I am still crying. It was just yesterday that we got a few desks. Can you imagine? The kids going to school, they have no seat to sit on. The teachers have no desk, no chair to sit on. Can you imagine that? It breaks my heart when I hear something like this happening. Because we said these children deserve better. They are the future leaders of that island. Who knows? There could be prime minister of the island in that classroom. We don't know. Our job is to keep investing in them and let them live their dreams. Our job is to encourage them to develop into that which they are created to be. Yes, some of you might be listening and you say, well, I want to mentor one child. Let's talk about how you can do that. Because your input is needed. It is needed, needed, needed. I want to remind you the phone lines are open. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And for those of you in the chat room, sometimes I know you guys are not comfortable calling. I don't know why, because I love to hear your voices on the air. Go ahead and type your remarks or your comments down there in that little box where it says online users. Go ahead, type it in there, and I will read what it is you type for the other listeners to hear, and also for the people who are listening on the replay. I was at the beginning of the hour, I was saying that I did not realize how connected I was to my school. And you can understand why this is so devastating for me. because I did not go to high school. That's the school where I got all of my education until I came to America. Well, when I went to nursing school, I attended class, what we call extramural classes. It's called continuing ed here in another city, in Montego Bay. However, the bulk of my education came out of that building. And when I go back there now, I'll have to just hold this in my memory, because that little building is not there. I was speaking with one of my schoolmates, Mr. Donald Miller, and he said, "Man, I hope they will leave those steps or something. This way we will have some memory of what was there." Have you ever, and I want you guys to write it or call in and let's talk about it. Have you ever had any experience similar to this, where any part of your childhood legacy was ripped away from you? If you have, I would love to hear about it. Call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And again, go ahead and type in the little box there, and I will read it. I want to know if anybody else has had similar experiences or experience, and how did you handle it? You know, how did you handle it? I mean, we are all human beings and we are all unique people. But I want to hear from you. How did you handle that adversity, that devastation that ripped away your childhood legacy? Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. Let me. All learn from each other. Yes, we can. We can learn from each other. What they say, each one teach one. Each one teach one. And it just came to my thoughts, so I'm going to mention it. I mentioned, and for those of you that read the text there in the episode information, you notice that we mentioned about large containers. However, you know those containers has to be shipped to Jamaica. So if you want to give the money instead to cover the cost of the containers, that's easier. This way we will not have to spend money to ship it down to Jamaica. So we're going to buy it here, and then we have to ship it. Then we have to pay customs again to clear it, and it's all of that money is going somewhere else where we could use it as part of the program. So you can call me, and you can message me. You can call me at 203-794-6208, or email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, and please put the subject line, the breakfast feeding program. This way, when my assistant gets it, they will know that it's pertaining to the nonprofit, and they will get it to me right away. So the phone lines are open, as I've said, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Those of you who are willing and you're thinking about doing a little fundraiser, listen, even if you do and get $100, it's $100 that we do not have now. So it doesn't have to be create, it doesn't have to yield thousands Although if it does yield thousands, that would be an amazing, amazing blessing. However, every little bit will help. So we need your support. We need your support. It doesn't matter how much you can give. It's a dollar if you want to sell some candy or some chocolate. Whatever it is, it's coming up to the holiday. If you want to sell holiday wrapping paper, you can buy it and resell it. Anything you can do to help us out, we are just asking you to help us. All right, you know, I'm going to play this song, "The Latter Shall Be Greater Than the Past." And I think this is what's going to happen at Carmel School. So let's just listen and enjoy.
My latter shall be greater than my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. Spite of all that has been done, my best is yet to come. And my latter shall be greater. My latter shall be greater. My latter shall be greater than my past. My latter shall be greater than all of my past. Spite of all that has been done, my best is yet to come. And my latter shall be greater. My latter shall be greater. My latter shall be greater than my past.
Yes, and that's honestly, that is what I believe. This little bump in the road is not going to stop us. We are going to be, that community is going to come back bigger, stronger, bolder. Those kids will get the supplies that they need so that they can keep their thoughts focused on learning, because that's what they go to school for. So what the enemy meant for bad is going to turn out all good. So Carmel, your latter is going to be so much greater than your past. And I want for you to hold that, because this is indeed my thought. To just switch a little bit and not to be having it all down and down and down and sad and all of that. For those of you who are also willing to help us on the board, we need you there as well. We need some creative people on the board. There is a lot of work to be done. Two people, three people, four people, five people cannot do it. We need your support. We need your help. So I want you again, message me. And my email is dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. Or you can call me and you can leave a voice message at 203-794-6208. 203-794-6208. And that's the voicemail. You can leave a message there and leave an email and leave a phone number how to get back in touch with you. And we will do our best to be back with you in 24 hours. And I want to send you guys recruiting too, because all of us have friends and family members. And they may not be part of my community. That does not mean that they cannot assist. So I want you to share what's going on with them and ask them to become involved. It doesn't matter what they can do. Everybody can do something. You know, everybody can stuff envelope. Everybody can make a phone call. Everybody can make a flyer. Everybody can tag stuff or a tag sale. Everybody can do something. And this way, when everyone does something, the ones that are there will not get stressed out because we are all supporting and helping everyone. So, again, I want to invite you to check out my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And I also want to invite you to reach out to me on social media. I am on all platforms. I am on LinkedIn, Twitter, Periscope, Blab, Instagram, Pinterest. Did I say Twitter already? And Periscope and Blab, and also on Facebook. So check me out and let me know that you are a supporter on the show. And also, I want you to follow us on this show. We are on twice a week. We are on Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern time. So just click and mark the show favorite. This way you will receive in your inbox for each episode that we are having, you will get an automated message which tells you what conversation will be or who the guest will be. So don't miss out on anything that we are doing. I want you to make sure you get it. You know, every day I do a blog. I do a written blog every day. On my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, you can sign up for my once-a-week newsletter. The newsletter comes out once a week, but the blog comes out every day. The written blog comes out every day. I want to go ahead and thank all of you who have sent me an email telling me how much you're enjoying the newsletter. I'm grateful that I stepped up and started it, because I've been waiting for quite some time. I am not even going to tell you on the World Wide Web how long I have been waiting to start this. But you know, there are times when the Holy Spirit put fire underneath your tail and you just have to act. You can't procrastinate any longer. And that was this time when I just do what I had to do to get the newsletter up. So it's called A Weekly Shot of Dynamic Daphne. And I cover things about my story, the work that I do, anything that I encounter during the week, the previous week, and just to keep it inspiring and insightful. That's what I do in that newsletter. So I pray that you will get a you will subscribe for it, and I pray that you will find some advantage, value out of that that newsletter. And if there is something specifically that you want to hear me, want to read, shoot me an email and let me know. And I will do my best to cover that in one of the blog one day, because we do 7 blog posts a day. So if you tell me what you're looking for, if I can't have it, I will look to see which of my colleagues has it and make sure that you are getting it, because I am here to serve you and to make sure you are getting everything that your heart desires, help you reinvent and transform your life. For those of you who are local in Connecticut, I want to invite you to check out the A New Day TV show on Wednesdays and Fridays. We are in Danbury on channel 21. And on Saturday and Thursday, we are in Newtown. I think for the New Milford area, it is channel 1. And we are on Saturday afternoon, we're in Bridgeport on cable vision, and I'm not sure what that call number is. However, when you go and you look on your daily and the schedules of all the shows that come on, you will see A New Day, and that's the one you click on to watch our shows. However, if you know someone who lives in a different community from the ones that I mention here, would you please give them information at daphne1@gmail.com. Give them my information so they can reach out to me, because we are looking for our shows to be in different areas and different community. And for those of you that are listening online, we had the show out in St. Louis, Missouri, and we lost the volunteer that we had there that used to collect the shows and drop them off, and every 13 weeks. There's no cost for you to sponsor. However, you have the responsibility of dropping new shows off every 13 weeks. So we have shows. It's not a problem. We can ship you a year worth of DVDs. All we want is your commitment that you will keep bringing new shows to the station. So again, I see I'm coming all over, and I'm asking you guys to help us in whatever way you can. So again, the website for the GoFundMe page is GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. GoFundMe/1G4M38. And those of you who have ideas that you want us to brainstorm, you can message me, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or leave me a voice message at 203-794-6208. So again, it's an honor. I want to thank you guys for your support. I'm going to go ahead and thank you in advance. And for those of you that are continuously supporting the breakfast program, Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. So enjoy the new week that's coming up. Be kind to yourself. Be generous to yourself. Show gratitude each and every day for being alive. And take care of yourself. Take care of the people that's in your family. Let them know you love them, because you don't know when they will not be around. And we do not want to live a life of regret. And remember, you are called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to get you off of that destiny path. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long, and stay true to your dreams.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? That came with the flame. I'm mighty grateful.